All right, these injuries here. So we've got Nate Allen, who's got a hamstring strain. He did not practice today. It's a day-by-day. I mean, we're going to take it all the way up to game day. We'll see how he does. Marty Gilliard is out, and Danny Watkins is out with the ankle. So everybody else practiced, and will be ready to go. Michael Patterson practiced. I'll get with Howie, talk to him. I wanted to make sure we got through this practice. I had an opportunity to see him. I'm going to talk with Mike Patterson once I get done with this and see how he – make sure he did okay. It looked like he did, so – and then we'll go from there. But I've not made any moves, and you guys will be the first to know when we do. Look forward to playing New Orleans. Tough place to play. Our guys are prepared hard. They understand that. We've worked a couple days of noise here, which is important when you go down there, and the guys are comfortable with that, so we go play. Time, George.
Andy, when do you have until to make a decision on Patterson? When will he need to be activated by?
Well, we'll get it done today. We'll get that. It'll be knocked out today, one way or another. I've just got to. We've got another day to do that. So, but I've got to. I just want to make sure that everything's okay with him.
How's he look physically?
Yeah, you know what? He did a good job. He moved around well, and there are no symptoms from the surgery that he had with his head and brain. So, he's felt good. He's felt good all the way through workouts, and then once he came out here, he's felt good.
Is he at the point where he can go out and play a bunch of snaps, or would you have to bring him along slowly?
Yeah, I think you'd probably monitor how many snaps he plays. You're not going to put him in there and have him go the whole game, which our guys don't do anyway. So, but you definitely monitor how he's doing.
If he can't go, David Sims would be the guy.
Yeah, Sims is the one who worked in there. Yeah.
How do you look in practice?
Actually, he looked pretty good. Yeah, he did a nice job. I think he feels comfortable with the defense. He feels comfortable with the calls that he has to make back there. It looked like he had good communication. So he's got to do it. I think everybody's got confidence that he can do it.
Is Watkins getting better, or is he just kind of there?
No, well, he's got the high ankle sprain component there. So it's it is sore. It's not as much straight ahead working as it is lateral working, and so straight ahead he's getting better. I mean, he feels pretty comfortable doing that. Laterally, it's still pretty tender. Can't plan on it. Can't plant and redirect. And playing that position, you got to be able to do that.
Do you expect New Orleans to go after Dennis a little bit of funnel pressure there? Now that there was film on him and they saw him play against Atlanta.
You know what? He held his own against Atlanta, so. I don't know if that's the area they would go. Maybe they test that. I mean, they kind of test every position with their blitz game, and they're pretty sophisticated there. So we'll see. We'll see how that works out.
Nate will travel, and you'll
make Nate will travel, yeah. Yeah, right now that's what I'm looking at, yeah, unless there's something crazy happens. But right now that's what I'm looking at.
Is he kind of the same? Yesterday he said he couldn't run. Did he even try to jog?
Yeah, he didn't run today either. Yeah, we're just giving him treatment and seeing what he can do there.
There's a report that one of the things that Michael wanted to discuss with you was his feeling that some of the assistants wanted him replaced, that they didn't want him starting.
Yeah, that was, I don't know, I didn't hear, I don't know where that would come from. That's not the case. No, I mean, guys, everybody's on board with Michael, and have been. So.
Can you talk about Breeze, how tough it is to sack him because of how quickly he gets rid of the ball? And is there anything you guys can work on with that, or?
Well, you got to try to get there as fast as you can, and try to put some form of pressure on him. But he does. He gets the ball out very fast. One of the best in the business against the blitz, against the straight pressure, and great timing quarterback. Does a great job with that.
Have you sensed anything from Trent Paul? This is probably the first time in his career where there have been criticism about maybe he's getting too old, maybe he's starting to lose a step. Do you sense in him that he's hearing that, or that he's driven or
listen, Trent Cole, since he's been here, has one speed. I mean, it's the same way in practice as it is in the game. It is 110%. And I haven't seen any loss of step or loss of movement or anything there. He knows one speed, and that's how he goes and does it the whole game. He doesn't take plays off. There's no.
Is there any explanation for?
Same way with Babbitt.
Do you have a theory on maybe why his sacks are down this year?
Well, listen, these guys are getting chipped quite a little bit, which is understandable. Both of them are. You asked about Babbitt, same thing there. So, But you got to work through it and just keep pushing. The thing you can't do is pull off, and neither one of those two are wired that way. So they'll keep pushing, and you know, eventually it'll work out for them.
Did you see any big anything? Targets out there? It gives them guys to find. Marcus Colson, especially mm-hmm. Henry Grant. How's your linebacker corps going to deal with a guy like him? I mean, obviously we saw Tony Gonzalez. We've seen some big tight ends.
Yeah, listen, both those two are one's a wide receiver, one's a tight end, and both of them are very good. And you've got to make sure you maintain leverage and work your jams and so on.
But covering specifically the tight end, Graham, does that present a special challenge, you think, for this linebacker?
Well, he's a pretty good player, yeah. I mean, he's one of the top tight ends in the league, so receiving tight ends in particular. I mean, he can really do that. So you got to make sure that you stay disciplined and use your techniques and fundamentals and be aggressive when needed. So.
You think you'll throw Namdi on him a little bit?
We'll see. We'll see how that goes.
I might be wrong, but it seems like you haven't done 2 days of crowd noise in the past. You would just do Friday. Why'd you do 2 days?
We haven't had it for a while, so I want to just make sure we got in and got it. That's a loud place. That's one of the louder places in the league, and I just want to make sure the guys are comfortable with it and confident with it, and so we did it.
Did you do special teams with crowd noise? Is that new?
We did a little bit of special teams with it, just for the punt protection. Right. That was important. And then the field goal protection. So we've done field goal protection that way before. We haven't done the punt protection.
Is part of that having a lot of new guys in the O-line?
Just making sure. They give you a few different looks there, so you want to just make sure you can pick it up. It's like pass protection there. You want to make sure that you take care of that.
How do you feel about players-only meetings? I guess Michael called them the other day.
Yeah, listen, players have had those throughout my time here, and really every team I've ever been on, and I think it's a positive thing. I think it gives them a time to, express their feelings to one another all together in one room, and I think that's very positive. I try to keep open communication. I want them to talk. I think that can be a healthy thing.
Where do you think Mike's confidence is going into this game, given the way the first seven have gone for him?
Yeah, I think Mike's confident. Yeah, I think he feels pretty good going into this. He's prepared very hard for it, so I think he's confident going in.
Okay.
Right?
Okay.